May the words of Scripture just proclaimed to all of us turn into beautiful melodies in each of our hearts. Edgy, on edge, edgier, tense, confused, like living in a constant jet lag, afraid at times, in the dark positions. Not all, we're always in transition, of course, somewhere between life and death, and somewhere, and even in eternity, we believe that faith, hope, and charity continue on. They just take a new form for us. So we're always in some kind of transition, but some transitions are really spectacular and very, very profound. And it seems to me that, you know, different people could look at what's going on with us right now. We are in some kind of a transition. Is it a kind of small transition, you know, where in a few months, we'll be back to normal, back to what we were before. And so, you know, it's one of those things that's going to just pass us by. And even though there have been horrible casualties and so on like that, you know, it's not one of those earth-shaking transitions of history. Or other people would say, well, no, it's a much more significant transition. It's part of a larger transition. The larger, and they describe this larger transition in various ways, globalization. You know, it's part of it. This is like a part of globalization. So populations that have not known each other before coming in touch with one another. And our bodies, on a biological level, are not yet immune to the germs carried by all of us. And so that's an effect of globalization. And there's no, and the thing that's interesting about globalization, but also kind of scary in a way, is that there is no place that we can escape it. We can't go to an island or a fortress or someplace, even space, even there. We can't escape it. It's no matter where we are, we're in it. As the British saying has it, in we are, and on we must, as only the British can say things. In we are and on we must. So perhaps it's that kind of profound transition and transformation we are involved in. So, and you know, like all profound, and there have been other profound transitions in history. One of the great profound transitions in human history was, of course, the event of Jesus Christ. How many people have had history broken into before Christ and after Christ? So Christ, the event of Christ, is one of those huge, major, seismic transitions and transformations. And one could argue it in various ways as to whether we've caught up with Christ and understood fully what he was about and are living it out as fully as we might. The early disciples here, in this Eastertide period, you know, the period between the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the resurrection, and then on into ascension and Pentecost, this period of 50 days, Pentecost means 50, so this period of 50 days is a kind of transitional time where apparently the Holy Spirit is trying to form key people in the early church to carry on the work of Christ, to solidify it, so to speak, so that it can continue on. So it was like a transitional training period, like a little novitiate in a way for these early disciples. And we have to say, I mean, they themselves, of course, suffered martyrdom like Christ. And most of them suffered martyrdom. So by any kind of normal standards, we would say they were a dismal failure, because they were crucified themselves or hanged or burned or killed, whatever. But look where we are. Look at us. So obviously they were very successful. It doesn't apparently mean that we won't suffer. Sometimes we will suffer. And that's a kind of a mystery that's hard to kind of comprehend. But it does mean, the resurrection does seem to mean, at least partly, that no matter what kind of suffering we have to endure, and people have had to endure some horrible forms of suffering in history and are right now, nonetheless, there is a resurrection energy and life force available to us whose basic inner meaning is really love. And it wins. It will not be conquered, even despite death. And I think that's something of what we are facing one another right now in the church and in society and so on like that. We are filled with all these mixed emotions. We're in this really difficult time of transition. Is it going to get us? Is it going to conquer our spirit? Is it going to destroy us? Or are we going to see our way through it? And I think we all have something to learn from it. The church, it's kind of interesting, you know, the clergy and the senior wardens, for those of you who are Roman Catholic watching right now, when we Episcopalians say senior wardens, we mean the president or the chairperson of the parish council. And so the priests, the clergy, and the senior wardens have a weekly webinar with the bishop to discuss what's going on and what we're learning and what we should do, how we should work our way through things. It's been wonderful to experience these things. And he just, the bishop, yes, we have two bishops here, one an assistant bishop and then the ruling, the ordinary, regular bishop. And he was saying the other day, he said, you know, he says, we're really learning a lot. He says that, he says, for example, we never used to do these webinars with each other weekly. We really were not in touch with each other. So somehow this experience, this transitional shift that we're going through is teaching the church some things. You know, we're learning. We could have, why weren't we clergy and the bishops together and the senior wardens, why weren't we meeting with one another weekly and consulting with one another and supporting one another and learning from, why weren't we doing it? It seems like such an obvious thing to have done. And now in the digital time, we can do it, but why we didn't do it? So this time period is teaching us, the church, new ways to be church. And so we're learning from it as well. Again, here in this little service we're having here at our little parish, other people and the other priests have talked about this. You know, over the years, certain people have not been able to attend our services. They might be younger parents who are raising their kids, and their kids are very much into sports and athletics, and they're doing that, and a lot of times that takes place on Sunday. Or nowadays, too, both the man and the woman, both spouses work, and they're very, very tired on weekends. And so they just have not been coming to church, which doesn't mean that they aren't religious and don't want to nurture their spiritual life. But now what we're finding here in the church is that a lot of these people are tuning in to the church services. There's a whole congregation out there that we have not been able to reach very well in the past that have come alive, and we are helping them, and their presence is helping us and encouraging us and giving us a sense that the resurrection hope is alive. So we all have things to learn, but the main thing is, I think, the victory of resurrection hope and the victory of resurrection. In we are, and on we must, as the Brits